Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being Generation X, I sometimes find myself understanding the baby boomers a lot more than the Generation Zs, understanding the millennials a lot more than the Generation Zs, but the Generation Zs, they're a lot younger. My kids are Gen Z. And I understand their generation, but there's some things that I've been questioning. Now, as you know, baby boomers, although many people felt it was coming back from the war on leave and getting pregnant, you'd be a baby boomer in the 40s, but technically, baby boomers are those born after 1945. They're traditionalists before 1945, but after 45 to 65, they're baby boomers. If you were born between 1965 and 1980, you're a Generation X. If you were born between 1980 and 1995, you're a millennial. If you were born after 1995 to 2010, you're a Generation Z. After 2010, you're Generation Alpha, until they come up with a better term. They tried to call them Generation COVID, which was ridiculous. I didn't like it, and I think they've discovered they better not do that. So the Gen Zs are in their 20s, late teens, early... almost up to mid-20s. Now, one thing I have noticed over the past 5-10 years is many Gen Zs don't jump and get their driver's license. Now, that shocked me. I get their music. I might not really get twerking too much, but, Elvis did his form of twerking. I can understand the twerking, and I just don't understand not a lot of enthusiasm for getting the driver's license. And I noticed this, and I talked to my friends. I go, so-and-so's kid doesn't drive. He's 18. Did he have a substance abuse problem? No. He just doesn't want to get his driver's license. Why not? I was 3 years old wanting to drive. I still want to drive. When my husband gets into the driver's side, I'm like, okay, I really like to drive. I don't get it. And I thought, well, maybe it's in my head. Maybe I'm just seeing a lot of kids. I mean, my kids drive. I had a heart attack figuring, learning, and teaching them how to drive. I did do most of the teaching how to drive. So if they get a lot of traffic tickets, you know why. But I wanted them to have that independence. Well, interestingly, I'm not the only one that says that, but in the Week U.S. report, they're saying Gen Z is historically slow in getting driver's licenses. So I'm not the only one that's noticed this. They say baby boomers aren't letting theirs go. And I could see that. If somebody wants to take away my driver's license, I would be like, oh, hell no. Olivia Rodrigo is... did not get her license before age 8. Let me see. I don't know why they brought up Olivia. It might be a typo here. But they say that in 2021, 25% of U.S. 16-year-olds and 42% of 17-year-olds had a driver's license. Now, my parents didn't want me to drive when I was 16. So I didn't have a driver's license when I was 16. They wouldn't let me drive. They might have let me get my license, but they wouldn't let me drive. So it wasn't until I moved out. I had to learn how to drive a stick from a friend I was hanging out with, and I had to learn from friends how to drive. My mom taught me a little bit, but they wouldn't let me drive. So when I was 18 and I moved out, it was, and I didn't get my first car because I bought a Chevy Chevette for $1,500 with no air conditioning while working at Jack in the Box. Saved as much money as I could to buy a $1,500 used car. And I had to relearn how to drive. If it wasn't for friends or boyfriends letting me drive their car, I wouldn't have known how to drive. But that was from strict parents. We don't have a lot of strict parents these days. So I don't know if it's a parent strictness. Back in 1997, 43% of 16-year-olds and 62% of 17-year-olds had a driver's license. Even older members of Gen Z are lagging behind their millennial counterparts. In 1997, 90% of 20 to 25-year-olds had licenses. In 2020, it was down to 80%. What's going on? So, in the Post had, I think, discussed maybe it's because of cost of auto insurance, fear of accidents, environmental and climate concerns. That would be really odd for a 16-year-old to say, I don't want to drive to save the planet. But maybe they feel that way. Maybe they're comfortable with public transportation, but a lot of them are comfortable with ride-sharing apps. If you ask them, a Philadelphia resident, Madison Core, 24 years old, told the Post, if there's an emergency, I'll call Uber. Or I'll call 911. What's going on? That's not a plan. If there's a disaster, or if there's something wrong, most likely the Uber drivers are getting out of Dodge. Most likely 911 is going to be busy. And there's not going to be, look at, in Buffalo, the first responders couldn't get to people. Even though those who were in cars, unfortunately, didn't do well when they got stuck. But do kids really think that way? Where if there's a problem, I'll just Uber? That's a concern. Everybody should know how to drive a car. Everybody should know first aid. Everybody should know self-defense. Baby boomers are holding tight. 2021, 91% of older boomers, they say, age 70 to 74, had a driver's license, compared to 85% in 1997. Well, also, we have better medicine. We have better eye care. We have cataract surgery. So, you know, I'm not, you know, making this up. Why do young people not want to drive? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had written a book with Caitlin Kalikas, who is a psychology major and specializing in addiction. On addiction basis. Small book, easy read. And it's to kind of talk about how you could identify addiction. A lot of us think, well, that's not us. Those are people that are just, you know, dropping acid and whatever. Doing drugs, you know, in the work cafeteria, behind everybody's back, right? Behind the schoolyard. Not entirely. Many of us could have addictions. We could be addicted to our smartphone. We could be addicted to sugar. I'm addicted to work. I'm a workaholic. I have to feel like I'm doing something. If I don't, I start to get a little uneasy. I feel bad. I feel like I'm doing something wrong if I'm not working or accomplishing one of the tasks I need to. Now, it might not be a consuming addiction, but it is one. So many of us do have, you know, it's not just about the, oh, yeah, I can't put down the porn. Many of us might have a addiction to something. And so we wrote a very simple book that discusses some of the more common addictions: online, gaming, shopping, eating, caffeine, and ways where you could identify it in yourself or a family member. And there's also some tips on how to overcome it. Now, by no means does that substitute for therapy. By no means, you know, do you not see a provider. But it might help for those of you going, look, I just want to, you know, kind of see the signs, figure out what's going on here. I think it'll help. We priced it really reasonably because we don't want people spend a lot of money. We'd rather have people learn. And it's on Amazon. And it's called Addiction Basics, Tips for Beginners. Look it up. You'll see it on my Twitter. You'll see it on my Facebook. Check it out. And I think it's helpful. It's also pretty timely, as Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to require social media companies to get parental consent before allowing kids under age 16 to use their platforms. Now, this is one of the largest moves towards cracking down on online social media addiction among young people. And his proposal would require social media companies to get parental consent before allowing kids under age 16 to use their platforms. They would be tasked with creating a splash page that verifies the user's age and obtains the necessary consent from a parent or guardian. Lieutenant Governor John Husted, according to Dispatch.com, said they must then send written confirmation to parents to ensure children aren't circumventing the system. If parents don't okay the terms of service, the companies would then have to bar the kids from their apps. That's interesting. You know, users under 16. So this is interesting. There's a lot of parents that go, yeah, fine. You want a beer? Here's a beer. You know, you want a drag on my cigarette? Fine. Try it with me so you know how horrible it is. And we doctors have started to frown upon that. I mean, that, as a kid, it helped me. And remember, we're different. The boomers from the Gen X's, from the millennials, from the Z's, it's different. What might have worked on me as a Gen X might not necessarily work on a Gen Z. But I wanted to try coffee. I was 3 years old. My mom would drink coffee. I wanted to try some coffee. She said I wouldn't like it. And I don't like my mom that much. And I thought my mom was wrong. My dad, right all the time. Anything my dad said, could do no wrong. Except, of course, when it was time to whoop my butt. But my mom, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. I love it. It's brown, and it looks like chocolate. So my mom goes, you really want to try coffee? I'm like, yeah. And that's three. God, I would not have been able to have a daughter like me. So she goes, here, take a sip of my coffee. So I go up to her coffee, because she would only drink it black. And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. It was so bad that to this day, I still don't like coffee. I mean, I'll drink it if I have to, and to stay awake sometimes, but I couldn't stand it. And my mom letting me try it was enough. Same thing with beer. I want to try beer, Daddy. No, you're too young. You don't drink beer. I want beer. I'm thirsty. It tastes like, he would cuss a lot. It tastes like, can't drink it. No, go away. Leave me alone. Like, I want to try it, Dad. So he let me have a taste of it. It was disgusting. But I liked it better than the coffee. I did. Maybe it's because I'm thirsty. I liked the beer taste much better than the coffee. But for me, I was like, I got out of my system. And my grandmother let me, you know, take a couple drags off her cigarettes. It didn't bother me at all. But because my grandfather on his deathbed made me promise I wouldn't smoke, I never smoked. So, but for other individuals, they're like, wait a second. If my parents do let me have a drag or let me try, you know, a beer or whatever, then maybe it's okay. And so you do have a lot of parents going, you know, okay, what you want to go on? What you want to go on Snapchat? Mom, everybody's on it. Everybody's on it. I'm going to get bullied. I'm going to get, really, you're not going to let me? Okay, fine, fine. I'll sign you in. Fine. Just don't do anything stupid and don't do drugs. And don't talk to any strangers. Fine. I know, Mom. Leave me alone. I know, Mom. And then that's the most of it. So I get it. It's an extra step. It's an extra layer. It's an extra level of protection. But I'm not sure how to handle the whole social media craze. You know, we talk about in the book limiting time, which can help. Now, I mean, when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to watch TV. You know, there would be, what was it on Friday night? It was, I think it was Dukes of Hazzard and Dallas, and I wasn't allowed to watch TV till my homework was done. On Saturday morning, I could not watch cartoons until I finished my chores. We don't do that with our kids anymore. You cannot go on your computer until you've done your chores. The average kid doesn't do chores. You've been on the computer, you can't go on anymore. We don't have limits with our children. A lot of children have phones. Now, I gave in. I'm just as guilty. I bought my children cell phones. They were already in middle school at the time. But one reason why was they would be away at a game or they would be at a sleepover. And I loved the idea of being able to reach out to my baby. And as a mom, I almost thought it was necessary to make sure there was some sort of a tracking device that were able to reach my kid. And so I did get my kids' phones. And they were limited. And then when they got older in high school and all that, they started to get the smartphones, and now they're adults. But I really wanted to have that sort of access to them. And so the idea of, oh my gosh, that parent bought their kid a phone. When you ask the parent, they're like, yeah, my kid's at this game. He's at this after school project. I need to be able to reach him. It's a safety issue. And I want him to be able to call the police if there's a school shooter. Now, all of a sudden, all the parents got their kids' phones. So it's a much different generation right now. It's a much different time. And so we don't want our kids without electronics. We don't want, now we want them to study. We want them to learn. But these electronics are really messing with their minds. I think one of the reasons why, and we spoke about this yesterday, why math scores are so bad nationally and test scores are so bad is because these kids have lost the ability to learn because they're using the brain differently with these screens. We don't want babies and kids on screens. Yet our kids were on screens for online learning during COVID. And once you get a kid on a screen, you can't get them off. When you look at a picture, you don't learn the same as a human. And for those of you that can't comprehend that, where it's like, I don't understand why a kid looking at TV, you know, will not pick up and memorize things as well as in person. Well, look at your cats and dogs. How many times have you tried to have your cat and dog FaceTime your loved one? And they don't care. They don't notice it. Yet daddy comes up to the door to come into the house, my dog loses her poop. Why does the dog not care on FaceTime? Because it's a different reception. It's a different object. These animals think it's fake. They can't conceptualize it. Same thing with my cat. I will show my cats patience. Right? And they don't, yet if a person was in the room, they'd run. Yet when I'm dealing with patients online, they go right up to the screen. It's different. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News update. Travelers across the country are continuing to deal with issues at airports. FlightAware reporting at least 500 delays already today. More than 300 flights have been canceled across the country as well. The headaches come as a record number of people are expected to travel over this year's holiday period. 2024 Republican frontrunner and former President Donald Trump will not be on the campaign trail this Independence Day. The same cannot be said for his competition that's behind in the polls, however. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be at a couple of parades in New Hampshire. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will also be in the Granite State. Facebook owner Meta is launching a new app to rival Twitter and says it will go live on Thursday. The app is called Threads and is available for pre-order on the Apple App Store. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember we told you that people who got COVID seem to be at higher risk for diabetes? Now they're saying if you were not vaccinated for COVID, you are even at a higher risk. Researchers in California at Cedars-Sinai Health System looked at 24,000 patients hospitalized with COVID between March 2020 and June 2022 by vaccination status. Now, keep in mind, we didn't have the vaccines till end of December 2020. But they found that those who were not vaccinated were 10 times more likely to develop diabetes after getting COVID compared to those who did get vaccinated. Previous studies have also warned that a COVID infection could leave cells less able to absorb sugar from the bloodstream. Now remember how diabetes works. Diabetes is like an office setting, where you have a waiting room, which is like your mouth. You have a hallway, which is the bloodstream, like sugar in the bloodstream, sugar in the hallway. The body has to get the sugar from the hallway into the room, open those doors, or get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. What opens those doors are insulin. Those doors need to be sensitive to insulin. They have to have little keyholes. Insulin's like a key to open that door. If the door doesn't like the key, or if there's something pushing against the door like fat, insulin resistance, you could have diabetes and elevated sugar in the bloodstream or being stuck in the hallway. They're trying to say that COVID might affect that cell's door. So it's interesting. Now, Dr. Alan Kwan, a heart disease expert, led the study. Said these results suggest that COVID vaccination prior to infection may provide a protective effect against diabetes. So what they're suggesting is if you got COVID, it affected the way your cells could bring in sugar. So the more protection you had against COVID, the less chance you had of getting diabetes. I mean, they're not wrong in that, but if half the study was done before people got their vaccine, I would kind of understand that there's some limitations to this. Keep in mind, the 2019-2020 COVID was a little different than what people got January 2021. I got COVID January 2021, and All I know is when I got Omicron, it stunk. I think that was 2022. And I had been vaccinated, and it still stunk, but luckily I wasn't hospitalized. But the strains are a little different. So if you got hit with COVID before you got the vaccine, there was a higher chance that you were hospitalized. Once people either got the vaccine or was exposed to COVID and then COVID started to become more mild, we got luckier. So Dr. Kwan says, although further studies are needed to validate this hypothesis, we remain steadfast in our belief that COVID vaccination remains an important tool in protecting against COVID and still uncertain risks that people may experience during the COVID infection period. So this study was published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers looked at COVID patients sent to Cedars-Sinai Health System between March 2020 and June 2022. 23,700 patients were about 47 years old on average. 54% were women. They were split by vaccination status. Those who were not vaccinated before they got COVID had a 78% higher chance of developing diabetes. Keep in mind, though, if you got COVID before the vaccination, that COVID was a stronger one. It could have messed with the pancreas. Your pancreas makes insulin. The beta islet cells of the pancreas make insulin. So if your pancreas gets hit hard by COVID and it doesn't make insulin, then you have a harder chance of bringing that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. They said those who got the shot only had a 7% higher risk. There was no data for people who had previously caught COVID before being hospitalized by a second infection. The analysis, they said, did adjust for factors of age, sex, and heart disease. Now, this is important because there's a lot of us at risk for diabetes, and we do not want to become diabetic any sooner than we need to. When you have diabetes, you could be in a lot of trouble when it comes to your heart, cancer, stroke, dementia. So we want to put that sucker off. And if somebody said, look, Dahlia, getting COVID vaccinated will help you not get diabetes, I would seriously consider continuing to get vaccines. I got the first two. I waited with the booster until the bivalent came out, and then I got the bivalent. The problem I had with the bivalent, though, was for a month, I had severe chest pain, underarm swelling, breast swelling. I couldn't do my mammograms. I'm already very concerned about breast cancer because it runs in the family. And I'm also concerned about heart disease because that runs in the family. And I don't want to have a myocarditis. I don't want to get a side effect from another vaccine if I've had COVID a couple times. So I'm a little mixed on getting any more boosters. This would, if this study does seem to be, I'm not excited about it just because of the time frame. But if we do have studies saying, look, the vaccine, any sort of additional protection will really help, you know, I would seriously consider it. But, you know, diabetes, you're at risk for diabetes if it's in the family, if you are obese, if you have issues with your pancreas, you drink a lot of alcohol, you've lost some of your pancreatic function, if you were exposed to a virus that could have affected the pancreas, which we're still figuring out which viruses those are, and maybe COVID is one of them. But also, it's how we eat. A lot of us eat a lot of crappy food. Or we don't eat all day, and then we eat one big meal a day. I think that puts us more at risk for diabetes. So, you know, we do need more studies, and many of you are really confused as to if you need to get more boosters. I've spoken to a lot of doctors who said, I'm done with the boosters. I get COVID enough. That's my booster. I have antibodies. I don't need to take the shot. I have others who say, look, I just don't know if there's going to be one that's worse, and I don't want to get sick. And many of you ask, why did I get the bivalent shot? And I told you, it's because I got my butt kicked when I had COVID, even though I was very lucky to not have to be hospitalized, but I'm going to have a very busy fall and winter. This was September 29th, and so I got it. Plus, I had promised you guys that I would and tell you how it was. So I did. So I made good on my promises. And so I'm mixed. I am probably going to hold off for a little bit. Will I get a yearly COVID or flu vaccine? Well, it depends. You know, when I get a flu vaccine, thank God for now, you know, hopefully nothing ever happens, but I just get a little bit of soreness and I'm good. When I get the COVID vaccine, I mean, it was at least a month. And since I do my mammograms in the fall for breast cancer awareness to try to raise awareness, and I have a lot of things going on in the fall, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But COVID, diabetes, this is a link that continues to come up, and it really makes us rethink what we know about viruses. I'm not shocked because I know that viruses can cause diabetes. We know that viruses can affect the pancreas, and I also get a little bit nervous that an organ such as the pancreas getting affected by a virus, you know, could also possibly be oncogenic and later have cancer susceptibility. So I'm of the thinking, you know, the less diabetes, the better, the less COVID, the better. If they're saying the vaccine could help, It's a win for the vaccine side of things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In terms of viruses, we're keeping an eye on this Marburg virus. World Health Organization convened an urgent meeting amid an outbreak in Africa. There are fears that we could be caught off guard. And Marburg kills 88% of the people who it infects. Some will bleed, looks similar to Ebola. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We take your calls, your questions, your comments, and some of your emails at drdahlia@hotmail.com or on my website has a contact page at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. So about 2 weeks ago, one of our listeners' daughters was applying for a job. And a part of the application process was doing a small project. And they wanted to see how well that project was done before they considered hiring her. And the listener is my generation. So, you know, we never really kind of had to do that. You just interviewed for the job, you got the job. But the mother had asked, and her daughter is in her 20s, but is this normal now? Do you have to do things for free? And I guess that there are some companies that do that. In fact, I do a lot of marketing, PR, and a friend of mine had needed some help. And I'm like, you know, later if you do need me to consult or whatever, but you know what, let me do something for you for free. My pleasure, let me help you. And I helped with this huge campaign. I don't want to go into too many details, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of work. And it was, for me it was more charitable. But I don't think it's worth it if you're not going to necessarily get the job. And that person, no longer is on this earth anymore. May he rest in peace. But you only have X amount of time, and you're trying to look for a job. So if you are applying, and one of your interviewers is asking for freebie work, my first inclination would be, oh, hell to the no. You know, thank you, but no thank you. With the labor shortage right now, and still there's, you know, people who are going to pay me well, you know, this is what I want to do. But the way you leave that, the way you turn them down, be a little savvy with it. Because there might be, in some fields, such as marketing or et cetera, sometimes they want to see what you're about and how much you really want to work there. And one of the reasons why we might be seeing some of these with interviews where they're asking you to do something and show an example of some work, you know, make a logo for us, whatever. Although make sure you still own any intellectual property rights of whatever you do. Don't give away the farm for free. But one of the reasons why that might be happening now with interviews is because the internship is under fire. Now, in the past, if you wanted to work for Google or you wanted to work for a company, I don't know if Google would have you do it for free. I think now they pay. But if you interned, you interned for free. In order for you to build your resume and have experience, because you couldn't get a job if you didn't have experience, but you couldn't get experience if you didn't have a job, internships would allow that, where you could be a part of an amazing company, have that company on your resume, get a letter of reference, possibly an in to that company, and it seemed to work out for all sides until the interns were used as slave labor and free labor and overworked and didn't get anything out of it. And then some of these interns sued for under labor laws, working and not getting paid. So internships had to turn around and be paid internships. In fact, I think when my boys were looking at internships and they said they got paid, I'm like, you're getting paid? Well, then that's a job. I jump on that. That's huge. So some of these companies, rather than losing a whole year trying to figure you out, they're like, win me over. You want this job? Win me over. Show me what you can do. Now, for somebody like me, I have to correct myself. I don't think I would say hell to the no. If I really wanted to work for a company and I really liked what I was doing, I've done stuff for free all the time. So much of what I do is for free. I help students for free. I write papers for free. I write books for free. I do community work for free. I don't really have that much of a problem with it. In this day and age, though, if you need a job tomorrow because you have to pay rent, yeah, maybe say, you know what, I'll pass. But if I really wanted to work at a company and I wanted to prove to them, you know, just to give them a look of what they'd be getting, I might consider it. You know, it all depends on what this company is and who you're trying to attract. But if, let's say, you don't have time and you have other offers, then, you know, I would never, you know, tell a person to go, you know, blow it out their ear. I would say, look, you know, I would love to show you what I got. But I have rent, and another job has offered to pay me. I would one day love to work for you, but I have to pay my rent. I got to pay gas. I have, you know, family I'm supporting. I would love to show you what I could do. And maybe in the future I will, because your company is where I want to work. But I, you know, at this time, you know, it's not feasible for me to do that. You know, leave it nice. You know, I mean, if, let's say, you don't like your job, maybe you do want to do that, you know, project and have that in, and then maybe you can, you know, what do they call it? They call it not quiet quitting. I don't like that term, but they call it cushioning. You know, a cushioning, where in case you're going to get laid off or something, you have another job ready to go. But it is interesting. You know, another interesting article that came up was 9 professions with the most unethical people. Now, this has been reported by Money Talks News. And apparently there are professions that you might not want to go into because people feel that you are unethical. A Gallup poll asked 1,000 adults from 50 states and D.C. to name the professions they perceive as having the most honest and ethical workers. And there were some professions that ended at the bottom of the list. So the bottom ones were lobbyists. They found that maybe 5% had high or very high standards. Lobbyists, only 5% like the lobbyists. Telemarketers, they didn't feel they were honest. They felt that they were pushing products that they really didn't believe in. So that was interesting. Members of Congress, that's no shock. They felt that the honesty and ethical standards of people in Congress were at maybe 9% at most. That stinks. You know, one day I might want to run for office. But people don't think you're ethical, huh? Car salespeople. They don't trust car salespeople. And, you know, for any of us that had to sell a product, your livelihood was based on you selling it. So people might feel you're going to exaggerate. That's why don't sell anything you don't believe in. Because if you don't believe in the product, it's not going to work. State office holders. They say those individuals aren't really deemed as, in fact, they were a little bit more ethical than Congress people, but they said state office holders less. Business executives. They felt business executives are overpaid and greedy. I don't know. I mean, business executives are pretty general. There's a lot of executives in business. TV reporters. They felt TV reporters had low honesty and ethical standards. Only 14% had ethics. Advertising executives. They felt they had issues. Newspaper reporters. People are not liking the media these days. Let me see if I have anything else. And a Britney Spears article just popped up. Let me see if I have anything else on this. That is interesting. I guess I don't. So, you know, now pick a profession that people will trust. Hopefully. Radio hosts, I think, rank very high. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.